17 minutes past the hour here on Friday, getting ready for college football weekend. It's time to bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out of Las Vegas, and go inside those numbers. Mike, how are we doing this week?
Doing well, Coach. Another week of football. Week one of the NFL is already in the books, and got week two, and we're going to start out with some college football. And I'll warn you, I looked at our games that we're going to discuss, and you might have to cut me off at times. I might rant a little bit.
That's okay. Not a problem there. Let's start the week off with two undefeated ACC schools. North Carolina takes on Wake Forest tonight at 6 p.m. on ESPN from Winston-Salem. Mack Brown returned to Carolina after 5 years away from the sideline. And in just two games, he's already matched the Tar Heels' win total for all of last year. Interesting enough, those two wins came against two of his former defensive coordinators while he was at Texas. Will Muschamp, who was actually the head coach in waiting at Texas before he left to go to Florida, who's now the head coach at South Carolina. And then Manny Diaz, who Mack fired at Texas midseason. Now Manny is the head coach at Miami. You know, it kind of sounds like a little college football soap opera there. But the Tar Heels, they've gone with freshman quarterback Sam Howell, and it's paid dividends thus far. Dave Clawson, he's guided the Demon Deacons to three straight bowl wins, which is a major accomplishment at Wake Forest. Junior Jamie Newman, he returns at quarterback, and the Deacs put up 38 on Utah State, 41 at Rice, but their defense, it's a bit suspect, and that may haunt them tonight if they can't force some turnovers from this young quarterback, Sam Howell.
Yeah, and Coach, in this game, Wake opens as a 3.5-point favorite. They're now 3 or 3.5 in some casinos. Tar Heel senior quarterback, senior defensive back, Renee, he tore his ACL in the Miami game, so he's out for the year. The home team in this series has covered 5 straight, and an odd note about this game, it's not going to count in ACC standings. The schools are in different divisions. Of course, they're in the same state. But the ACC allows only 2 crossover games, so this game technically is a non-conference game.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that this is a third crossover game, per se?
Yes, because they didn't play for a long time in their in-state schools, and they decided to go ahead and play this, but it will not count in the ACC standings.
Okay, so this game really wasn't scheduled by the ACC as part of their regular conference schedule. It was just the two schools deciding, hey, we want to play. We've got an open date, so we are in the same conference. But, you know, win or lose, it doesn't hurt us as far as conference goes.
Exactly, exactly.